ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out,
y'all. It is hour two, hopefully. You didn't get impacted too badly this morning. In the metro area, you probably did. Parts of downtown still underwater and flooded. So please be careful out there, as of course today's just the first day of a couple of days of rain. A lot of the rain from that tropical system will be coming through, Friday evening, Saturday to the afternoon, really, will be the most of the rain. At least that's what they said last night and early this morning. So keep the eye out there, and now through Sunday night, according to Joey. So, look, it's, you know the rules, and you know how it works. If places that normally flood, you know, when somebody just throws a bottled water on it, like in uptown New Orleans, in most places, it's probably going to be like that. So just plan on it. Be safe. Go get your stuff that you need to. And, you know, like we did. Just, you were talking about Stranger Things on Netflix. We're planning some, you know, some streaming movies and stuff and some inside activities.
Power.
Well, yeah, hopefully you do have power. It's not going to be a wind event. At least right now, it doesn't look like that. It's going to be a lot of rain. So just be safe and careful out there. Hey, let us welcome you officially to the Midway Point of View Work Week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's get stupid.
Today's more about what that Camel Wednesday hump day is.
There he is. Scott G, the Digital Underground head coach, Sean of the Payton. The Camel. His name is Caleb.
Starred in Transformers.
Yep.
The first one.
Yep. What happened? They didn't have a camel in the second one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But and he also is in a new commercial.
Yeah, he is. He's sipping a beverage in an office. Words of wisdom.
To all the ladies, peace and humpiness forever.
You know what's really fun when you get bit by a mosquito and you can't do anything about it? He's somewhere in here. It's like the second time on my leg.
Such a baby.
Look, these are the hazardous conditions that I have to endure to try to provide a show. Blood's being drained from me from this little mosquito somewhere. If you find him, go ahead and get him. 800-998-1003 is the way to get involved on the show at ESPN Radio NOLA as well. We've tweeted a couple of things already of note to have a little fun. Tonight's the ESPYs, so we always look at the different categories that they're going to have today. Best team, Red Sox, Patriots, the Clemson Tigers, Toronto Raptors, Baylor Lady Bears, Virginia Cavaliers, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Who you got, best team? I select Clemson. Just because I thought, look, Bama looked like a team that was going to win the national championship. They didn't just beat them. They spanked them. I mean, they made every LSU fan happy, SEC fan happy. Nick Saban ripping he had no answers. The old no answer look. Ripping the headset, yelling at assistants, players bewildered. They're not used to getting spanked. I'm going there.
I picked the Raptors, but I know it's going to be the U.S. women's soccer team.
I normally, if Durant and Thompson are playing and the Raptors win, it's the Raptors.
I say it's the Raptors.
I just think you can't. It's not that I'm taking away from the win. They won. But that is not the same team without Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson. Come on. That's not.
I don't know. I just liked what they did during the playoffs. Just their performance throughout the playoffs.
I hear you. You could also argue Milwaukee blew it. Milwaukee blew it, and they ran into a very injured Golden State team.
Well, they also defeated 76ers that came very close to being there if it wasn't for
the 76ers,
Kawhi Leonard.
Huh?
Plus, Kawhi Leonard, the savior of the NBA, so you have to give it to the
76ers,
Raptors.
Which, by the way, apparently he signed a shorter deal. He didn't sign a full max. He signed a three-year deal.
$103 million.
That's because, guess what he's doing in 3 years?
Player option.
What is he doing?
No.
Yeah! Come on, start it right now. Lakers. LeBron's contract expires in 3 years, doesn't it?
Why would he?
Doesn't it?
He's already in
LA. What
expires
in 3 years? Exactly. Just has to switch locker rooms. LA.
What, so we could change?
He just didn't want to play with LeBou.
Different jersey?
He didn't want to play with LeBou. That's, yes, he's always wanted to be the Laker.
Instead of being red and white and blue, it's just
purple and gold when LeBron leaves.
Literally everything stays the same, but the jersey color.
Exactly. Well, it's a different locker room. Well, it might be different. Might look better. Plus, remember, all of those banners in that building are Laker banners.
Oh, yeah.
All of them.
Well, not really. Not if they win this year.
Yeah. I already started seeing the national folks talking about AD's leaving next year. He's going to go into free agency. Stop it.
Why would he?
He's not. He's going to go over LeBron goes. He's LeBron's boo. I mean, he really is. Wherever LeBron goes, there he is. Teehee. Hi.
God, I can't wait for this NBA
season. I'm LeBron's guy. I can't
say. Is it wrong for me to say that I want to see them fail?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so as well. Best male athlete, Giannis. Mookie Betts from the Boston Red Sox. Brooks Koepka from golf. And Pat Mahomes from the Kansas City Chiefs. You're going Giannis?
Giannis.
Pat Mahomes. I'm going Pat Mahomes.
I mean, they are kind of the same.
No,
yes,
not really.
Yes.
No,
both went to their championship game.
Yes, right.
Both won MVP.
Giannis has been in the league a little longer, so the gradual progression of him getting – he was already kind of a star.
Now we're talking about this whole young –
okay, again, you're disregarding it, but that's just a fact, right? I mean, Giannis was building. He was an all-star player. He became an MVP candidate and won the MVP this year as his team won the most wins in the regular season. He deserves to be there. Pat Mahomes, again, the fact you cannot for some reason – digest here. First year starter. Horrid defense. AFC championship game. Top seed. And MVP. First year starter in the NFL. I can't understand
sure,
how you
sure
don't appreciate
the, he was,
that.
He's been in the league for 2 years.
He didn't play.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Didn't matter.
He was under. He was under.
No, you're right. I can just watch.
He was under Alex Smith's tutelage.
I got you. So basically, anybody the Pels just drafted, they can just sit and not play next year. They'll be MVPs in the NBA, right?
Yes.
There it is. Yeah, you and your boy Sam. Exactly. One and the same right there. Good thinking. It's ridiculous.
Hey, if Jackson Hayes doesn't start, I mean.
Yeah, and next year is the MVP because he watched, right? Because he watched. Being able to watch makes you the MVP the next year. I don't understand how you don't think that's difficult.
If your boy Pat Mahomes did
it. Do you realize how difficult that is?
If your boy Pat Mahomes did it.
How many years Breeze has played? How many years?
Breeze got.
Okay. How many MVPs? It's not easy to get that. It's not easy.
He got gypped out of a couple.
No.
You know it's true.
No, what I'm saying is. He was the MVP last year.
Drew Brees was the MVP.
Okay. Best female athlete, Simone Biles, Alex Morgan, Michaela Schifrin, and Breonna Stewart. Interesting, it says Alex Morgan. You wonder if it would be Megan Rapinoe if they had to maybe redo that. I mean, she did win the gold ball. I mean, she was the MVP of the World Cup. And kind of right now, is she not the face of women's soccer? Like it or not? Best breakthrough athlete. Saquon Barkley of the Giants. Naomi Osaka, U.S. Open, Australian Open champ. Christian Yelich of the Brewers. Trae Young of the Atlanta Hawks, which is funny because they basically booed Trae Young left and right. Nationally, bust,
so why
bum. Now he's a breakthrough athlete.
Why wouldn't Pat Mahomes still be under that category?
The breakthrough athlete.
Yeah.
Who would you write? Who would you put in there that's not on there? Breakthrough athlete. I guess you got to define it. I mean, is it a young player? Is it just a player that kind of came out of nowhere to make an impact?
Kenny Hustle.
Not Kenny Hustle.
You
know? Best college athlete, there he is. Zion Williamson. Kyler Murray. Heisman winner. Sabrina Ionescu, Oregon women's basketball. And Rachel Garcia, UCLA softball. Best college athlete.
If Zion doesn't win, then...
I don't think... Yeah. I don't. Look, I get Kyler Murray won the Heisman. I think Tua should have won the Heisman.
But Kyler Murray didn't make people watch games.
My point is the fact that there's people that could have said Tua, like, it was always Zion. You understand what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, did anybody at any point, February, January?
No, because when he was out with his injury, you could see how drastically
completely
that changed.
Completely different team. But again, in any of those months where people going, that guy is the college basketball player of the year, other than Zion, I'm trying to think. No.
No, if anything, Zion bumped RJ from the once from
he
the top.
He was the higher recruited player.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I'm going Zion there. Best game. Are you ready, Tiger fans? LSU A&M, 74-72, 7-overtime thriller. Highest scoring game in FBS history. Week 11, Rams and Chiefs, Monday Night Football, 54-51, Rams and Chiefs.
I already know which one you're going for.
Wow. And the women's Final Four, Notre Dame, UConn, Irish 81-76, Huskies, 26 lead changes. You know where I'm going.
Yeah. And I think I know where America's going to go. It's going to be the Rams and the Chiefs.
I mean, dude. There's no way you watch that game and didn't go, this is incredible. Can you put aside your Pat Mahomes hatred for a second?
I'm going to go with that one.
Okay, thank you. Because that game was ridiculous, wasn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it was bombs away. I mean, it was 54-51 on Monday Night Football. It's incredible. The 7-overtime game in itself is incredible. I thought LSU could have won a couple of times, though.
I was cheering for both teams at a certain point because I just wanted to see how long he could go.
Best record-breaking performance, Drew Brees, passing Peyton Manning 71,940 career passing yards to move into first place on the all-time list. Most completions in NFL history, 6,300 completions passes Brett Favre. So they're saying the best record-breaking performance for Drew is he broke two records. Most completions, most yards. Drew Brees. How do you not give it to him? Let's see what the other guys are. Matthew Bowling became the first ever high schooler to break 10 seconds in a 100-meter dash, dropping a 9.98.
I mean, that was pretty impressive, but I don't...
Sabrina from Oregon basketball recorded her 13th triple-double. She now holds the men's and women's NCAA basketball record for triple-doubles, surpassing Kyle Collinsworth's mark of 12-4 seasons at BYU. She also broke the Division I men's and women's record for triple-doubles in a single season in the Ducks' 96-78 win over Southern California, breaking Collinsworth's mark there. Klay Thompson broke the NBA three-point record in a game with 14 passing Steph Curry's previous mark. That's Drew Brees's.
You think that?
You don't think Drew Brees is winning that award?
No, I think I want him to win, but I could see it going somewhere else. I could see it going to Klay Thompson just because.
Look, that is a remarkable feat, but that's all they do.
That's what I'm saying, but I could easily see people voting for that one.
Easily see it, huh? This is an interesting one. We'll continue here at the bottom of the hour with best play. The Miami Miracle, Kawhi Leonard, Derrick Henry, UCLA gymnast. We'll explain those plays and more. Plus, best viral sports moment, best upset, best NFL player, NBA player, WNBA player, MLB player, golfers. Best male and female action sports athlete. Do you even know some of those? Best boxer, MMA fighter. Are you watching tonight?
Yeah, I'll watch.
They even have best WWE moment, by the way. A little wrestling. Best bowler. If you can name you any of those guys and tell me what they are. Not making fun of them. He found a way to make a living professionally playing.
Chris Paul is really good at bowling.
There he is. Chris Paul fan, join the intern. Daniel Salerson in Vegas will help us preview the Pels and Caps. It's coming up tonight at 6:30, but he's coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gaidry Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gaidry Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gaidry Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
10,000 dollars for clunkers and junkers. 10,000 dollars for any trade. Home of Clayton Homes. Trade in your old mobile home or anything with the title, regardless of the condition. Does your old mobile home rust, leak, or mold? We will take it for $10,000. Trade it in for something clean, neat, and new. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes. Home of Clayton Homes, located on Highway 311 in Houma. Be sure to check us out on Facebook.
Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
The Houston Astros and the Texas Rangers.
Gone! Another home run for George Springer.
It's the first series after the All-Star break, and the second half run at the AL West begins.
At the track near the wall, he leaps, and he made the catch!
Can Houston make it three straight West titles, or can the Rangers chase them down? It all begins Thursday at 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
There we go. It is time to get back at it here, and it is time to go back to Vegas. Daniel Salerson joins us, as always. A pleasure. What's up, Daniel? How are you?
Hey, Gus. I'm great. How are you?
Good. No earthquakes, huh? Just double checking.
No. We're all good. I've taken the helmet off. I'm thinking we're pretty safe here. I'm hoping you all are safe back in New Orleans this weekend.
Yeah. Lots of rain. That is for sure. All right. So one of the things that we can discuss, obviously, is what we saw happen on Sunday, man. Look, we spoke with Joe Myers today, Jim Eichenhofer yesterday, about what they kind of saw and experience they can take out of that. I've asked this question to several people. How tempered should my enthusiasm and excitement be from what I saw, not only there, but other games here in Summer League as well? What do you say? Like, how excited should we be?
I say pretty excited, just because of the fact that those two guys, and even if you go to Deacon Silva, those guys didn't play at all and haven't played in a very long time. They came out looking like they've been playing with each other for 5 or 6 years. I know some people are like, oh, with Summer League, it doesn't matter. I'm like, well, not everyone succeeds in Summer League, and those two right off the bat both scored 20-plus points. Of course, you want to wait and see a little bit if they're consistent during this whole Summer League, tonight as well against Cleveland, and then maybe in the playoffs or the consolation game, see if they can put some consistent numbers up. But I'm just as giddy as everyone else, so I don't think you should temper your excitement right now. I mean, they put on a show the other night, and I think Pelicans fans should be excited about what they have in those two rookies, and even Didi Silva, who won't play with the Pelicans, but he looked really poised out there in his debut.
Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that I sort of liked in that game is, as funny and as weird as it sounds, Daniel, the fact that you have no time really to practice amongst one another, and basically basketball IQ sort of takes over, right? You just kind of know that the feel of the game, you kind of know just by maybe working out just with themselves. But that to me was what was remarkable. The spacing, getting open, and being able to play with one another, and just sort of seeing like they looked, compared to the Bulls, like a team that's played together, which was nuts because they hadn't really practiced together.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And that's what I was saying with the chemistry between Nikhil Alexander-Walker and Jackson Hayes. It looked like those two have been playing college ball together, high school ball together. They do the right read. Alexander-Walker, everyone talks about the Jackson Hayes dunk, which was unbelievable. But I think some people forget about the pass that was made by Alexander-Walker, splitting the two defenders, the left-handed bounce pass to Jackson Hayes, and then posterized Boulder from the Chicago Bulls. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we saw all night, and even from the beginning, Nikhil Alexander-Walker was aggressive. He made some, you know, iffy passes, but for the most part, he was comfortable. And, you know, a lot of people were thinking, can he play point guard? He's more of a shooting guard because he didn't shoot well from three in Virginia Tech. But he, Fred Vincent said that he was so comfortable with Alexander-Walker, they moved to the point that during most of that game against Chicago Bulls. So, yeah, the chemistry is there, which is really exciting to see, and hopefully they continue that tonight against Cleveland.
I think one of the things that, as we look at individually some of those players, I think what I enjoyed, we watch it with Jackson Hayes, just kind of just the natural abilities. Obviously, we see the athleticism, but it's just, hey, see goal, get to goal, dunk ball in goal. See ball, block ball, try to play defense sort of things. Those are things that, to me, translate. You saw that happen. You're going to learn the intricacies. You're going to learn the coaching, the techniques, and when to do it, when not to. I mean, but those are things that they're not coachable. You either have them or you don't, right?
Right, and David Griffin has said it many times during his press conferences with guys that he wants. He wants guys that can create and terminate, and that's on both sides of the floor. They are able to create on the offensive end, which Jackson Hayes has been doing, how aggressive he was attacking the rim, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, and both of those guys, even Alexander-Walker had a couple blocks the other night. Jackson Hayes had two. Some of the other guys had a few blocks and a ton of steals. Chicago had over 20 turnovers on the night. So those are the type of guys that David Griffin wants to see, the guys that can do it on the offensive end, but also on the defensive end of the floor. They're able to create turnovers or terminate defense or offensive stops and move it in transition to the other end and get a basket. So, I mean, these are the two guys. If this is the way they're going to play, I mean, these are exactly what David Griffin wants in a couple of rookies that will fit perfectly in Alvin Gentry's system.
I think the other thing that stood out to me, obviously, was just to see Nikhil Alexander-Walker and just, I dare say, poise, Daniel. I mean, as you're calling the game, was that something that stood out to you? Seemed like a guy that had poise, seemed like a guy that could control the flow of the game in the offense. The Jackson Hayes dunk, he said it after the game, hey, it doesn't happen if I don't get the sweet assist from Alexander-Walker there. I think that was what really stood out to me. And hearing him speak to NBA TV after the game, I was just floored, man. He seems to get it. And I loved hearing him say that he's getting along and all of the young guys are getting along off the court, which helps on the court. That's just an added aspect to it.
Yeah, you can tell this team is having a lot of fun. They've also been here since June 30th. So they've been forced to kind of hang out with each other a lot. And, you know, it's perfectly fine that they are because they like playing for one another. And, right, poise is a great word to describe it because, you know, you see some summer league stars or see some rookies that – they get on the floor and it just looks like, all right, settle down. You know, you're going to get your shots. And you've seen others struggle with that. But it looked like, you know, those two, I was a little concerned about that because they've been chomping at the bit to finally play some basketball. And I think, you know, they came out with poise, but they also took out that frustration out on the Chicago Bulls. So it was nice to see him. Same with Didi Silva. I mean, he was able to shoot the three well. He was good on the defensive end. He just looked calm, cool, and collective. All three of them did. They made it look so easy. That's what I think impressed me most. Talking with Jim on the call, I was just like, they don't look like rookies right now. They don't look like they just got on the court for the first time in 4 months. So that's what makes me excited about the future and even in tonight's ball game.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, and obviously we're going to get to see it, and Joel mentioned it. You know, he's going to go to Australia and play some basketball with Silva. But it was nice to see a second-round pick, man, get in there and kind of seem poised for 19 years old, be able to know when to take the shots and drain them as well. It's one of the things that is kind of not being talked about as much yet, even though it was stressed by David Griffin. The development of players is as important probably as the acquisition of players through free agency or draft and draft picks and things of that nature, right, Daniel? I mean, they are going to invest in more ways than one to try to grow players and have them come in at a later date and be able to help them. And the second round pick seems to be a guy that they really want to do that with.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, David and Trey Lane have said they're not skipping steps, which means they are going to develop some players. And look, Trajan talked about it yesterday as far as making the trade. You know, they felt like after picks 1 through 3, there was a little bit of a drop-off, but also, you know, picks 4 through 17 were kind of in the same boat. So for them, it was, why not take on 2 rookies instead of just going after 1 with the number 4 pick? And it seems like, as of only 1 summer league game, it's the right move. But, yeah, you have a player, project player like Didi Silva that can go to Australia and get minutes that he's not going to be able to get here in New Orleans. I mean, you notice this summer league how much hype has been around it because there's actually picks to talk about. In the past, there hasn't been a lot of draft picks for New Orleans. They've been more in a, you know, win-now mode, and so they've jeopardized their assets to try to acquire young veterans or veteran guys that can help them make the playoffs. But David's basically starting from scratch, and he already has a great amount of talent with him, but he knows that this is going to be a process for them. And that way, they can use these guys, develop. You know, they'll play some minutes in the summer league. They'll play some minutes during training camp and see where they are. But there's no pressure on them to, like, get out there on the court and play 30 minutes a night for the Pelicans. 1 minute, they're going to be hard to come by the way the depth of this team seems to be playing out. It's nice to have those guys in the system and working and knowing that they're there at the ready if they play well in summer league and training camp.
So what to expect here? Because obviously there's a shot at the playoffs. Well, what are the playoff scenarios here that come with the Pels here? It's the final of 4 games that you know you're going to play. Then you have the postseason. So where are the Pelicans right now?
So I believe there are 4 teams that remain undefeated. Again, the top 8 teams to make the playoffs. But 2 of those undefeated teams play each other today, so we'll be down to 3 by the end of today. And I think there's another 3-0 matchup tomorrow. So I think there'll be 3 teams or 4-0 teams, which means that there are 5 slots for teams that finish 3-1. So the main important thing for the Pelicans tonight is just win. Because the tiebreaker is point differential, that 37-point win against the Bulls certainly helps them. So they'd probably be the top 3-1 seed in the tournament. So it's very simple, I believe, today. Again, we won't know until tomorrow night, but it looks like win and you're in for New Orleans. And if you lose, obviously you're going to be out because a 2-2 team will not make the top 8, and they'll just play in that consolation game. But the Cavs are 1-2. Of course, the Pelicans are coming off of one of the most impressive summer league performances of the summer league. I think they scored the most points of the summer league so far with that 107. But tonight, it's just simple. Even if they win by 1 point, I think their point differential is going to be enough to get them in on Saturday.
All right, so Daniel, what are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
I just want to see a repeat of Monday night against the Chicago Bulls.
You want a 37-point win, huh?
I want a 37-point win. I want to be cruising in the fourth quarter, just talking to Jim about who knows what. But I also just want to see the consistency, see if these two guys come out with the same intensity, passion, and same execution as they did the other night. And I also want to see some of these guys that, you know, haven't played a lot or have played and have struggled a little bit, you know, step up. Trayvon Blewett had a great game against the Wizards, but then struggled a little bit on Monday night. A guy like Zion Cheatham, who a lot of people are talking about here with his athleticism, has struggled to score from the field. I want to see him do well. Cavell Bigby-Williams, a lot of his minutes were taken away because of Jackson Hayes, but he had 2 double-doubles heading into Monday's game against the Chicago Bulls. So if you do get out to a good enough lead, maybe some of these other guys are going to be fighting for, you know, jobs maybe with someone else or even with the Pelicans. This is their time to shine. So not only am I looking forward to the 3 guys that debuted on Monday, but the other guys that this might be one of the last few shots to make a name for themselves.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what you look at too, right? I mean, you're trying to kind of get some sort of lasting impression before all this goes out and about. And I guess for me, I just want to continue to see what kind of growth and you know, just development minutes on the court, man. You can't replicate it, Dan. You can practice, you can do those things, but in a game environment, game, just action, really, it's just stuff that you can't beat because they're not going to get that again, man, until really preseason, right? I mean, you're going to have training camp. You're going to have practices. Sure, some of the guys will get together, work out either in L.A. or wherever it is going to work out. But game action, the next time a lot of those players are going to get it, won't be until October.
Yeah, and you know, some, you know, as much as everyone wants to say, oh, we want to see these guys really do well in summer league, you know, I want to see some of these guys make mistakes and just learn from those mistakes in game action. It's okay to fail a little bit at summer league if you know you're going to be in the roster. Like, Neil Alexander Walker, Jackson Hayes, Didi Silva. You know, those guys are planted into the Pelicans roster, whether they're stashed away or making the Pelicans 17-man roster for the regular season. But I want to see them make a little bit of mistakes to kind of learn from them and get some more of that game action. You know, how much is Jackson Hayes going to be able to dunk on Boulder, guys like that, in the regular season? I don't know. If you go up against a guy like DeAndre Jordan or something, you might not get the same result. But I do want them to get some confidence while they're here if they continue to have the success that they had on Monday night. So that's what I want to see, how they deal with it and how they get back in the swing of things tonight. And maybe if they face a little adversity, see how they overcome it.
Daniel Salerson is the way to follow him over on Twitter. D. Salerson, of course, tonight, 6:30, right here on ESPN New Orleans, room for Pelicans basketball. He and Jamaica Offer will have that call for you. Final regular season game, playoffs possibly. Got a win today against the Cavs. What are the Cavs so far in summer league?
They're 1-2. They struggled the other day to get their second loss against Boston, but Boston was playing well. They have some pretty good players in Dylan Windler, the rookie out of Belmont. Mitru Long has been playing well for them from Iowa State, but, I mean, the Pelicans played like they did the other night against Chicago. I don't see Cleveland having a chance, but you never know. It's summer league, but it should be an interesting game tonight, and like you said, simple, winning their end, most likely.
Daniel, thanks for your time this afternoon, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kathleen.
Now there he is, Daniel Salerson. Quick break. When we come back, we'll have more. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
The locally owned UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. The UPS store in Houma offers packing, shipping boxes, large format printing, banners, shredding, faxing, and more. The UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook.
The sand gets hot.
You gotta move fast, like a dog chasing a frisbee.
Move just as fast to the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because for the first time ever, you can get 20% estimated savings on select Ford vehicles. Plus, earn complimentary maintenance through Ford Pass Rewards. Don't let this hot deal on America's best-selling brand pass you by. Get into the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Based on 2010 through 2018 calendar year sales. Moda must be activated within 60 days of purchase through the Ford Pass app on a smartphone and remain active for at least 6 months after activation. Eligible on select 2019 model year vehicles. Vehicle must have arrived at dealer at least 61 days prior to the sale date. Estimated savings include an average dealer discount based on a sales survey of average discounts offered by four dealers nationally. Discount may vary. Dealer determines price. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 9/3/19. See participating dealer for complete details.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same-day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, I'm Mark Riccobono, president of the National Federation of the Blind. We know that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. Every day, we raise expectations of and for blind people. Low expectations hold people back, but blindness does not have to. I'm a blind husband, father, and baseball fan living in Baltimore, Maryland. Being part of the National Federation of the Blind has helped me live the life I want. If you or a loved one is dealing with blindness, the National Federation of the Blind can help. Over the last 7 decades, we have helped tens of thousands of people live successfully with vision loss, and we can help you too. Visit nfb.org to find the resources and support you need to live the life you want.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. It is, well, let's see, closer to the start of, you know, training camp. It's crazy when you start looking at all the different things that... Did it feel like the season ended that long ago to you?
No. It's actually one of the shorter off seasons, right. I would say.
I think it's because of all the different storylines that you've had.
Yeah, in the NBA.
Right. Everything that's... It's just you were busy every day. You were keeping an eye on things every day. You were doing all those different things every day. So it just sort of kind of got here quickly. I mean, again, it's nuts when you think about this Friday, three Fridays. It'll be practice number one. No, three Sundays from this Sunday. You'll be talking about the first padded practice. And after the first couple of days here, can't wait for that first preseason game against the Vikings on Friday. But anyway, so one of the things that we were talking about in the ESPYs, again, I'm just kind of intrigued on this in terms of the best team. Look, the Red Sox were dominant in baseball. The Patriots, Leffer did, right? I mean, out to prove something. They won the Super Bowl. But maybe because it was such a low-scoring game, I wasn't left with it was an overwhelming victory, best team of the year. Am I wrong on that? I mean, I get they won the Super Bowl, but do you think back of the 2019 Patriots and go, hey, that's, you know what I'm saying? One of the greatest teams or something to be memorable in. Mm-hmm. I thought last year's World Series
Stop. It's only because your Cubs weren't in.
No. Look, Astros-Dodgers was a remarkable World
that
Series.
That was a fun World Series.
Okay, that's what I mean by that. Again, I would pick Clemson simply based on the fact that they smoked Bama. No one saw that coming. Now, I guess you can sit there and say, hey, look, you saw some fractures. You saw some slight possibilities, right? The way Georgia almost beat them and, you know, Auburn was giving them a bit of a scare there for a while. But come on. We can call Raphael. There is no way money was coming in, right, by the Brinks trucks going Clemson is smoking Bama. You might have some people pick Clemson, but I'm talking about smoking them. That's not accurate, right? That's not accurate. I don't think that'd be the case. You said you would go Toronto. And you said, well, look at how they beat Philadelphia. Look at Milwaukee. And then having to beat Golden State.
And then I think even at first there was a lot of people were saying, all right, even without Kevin Durant, the Golden State Warriors can still win this series. They're just going to go back to how they played in the 16-17 season and just play the three ball and outrun the Raptors, but you didn't really see that. So I think the Raptors really played, they really gave the Warriors a piece of their own medicine with the pick and rolls and just playing through Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, I hear you. But I didn't think like Philly. Again, I'm not taking away. I'm trying not to be you where you're like, Pat Mahomes, who they beat. Tua, who they play. I'm not trying to be that guy. But look, they won. I hear you. And I'm not taking away what they did in the East because they earned their right. They would have beaten Golden State with the Klay Thompson, with the Kevin Durant. Gotcha. I think they're the team out of all of them. Because everyone had the Warriors. It's like Bama. Everyone thought Bama can win, right? The Baylor Lady Bears winning. Virginia Cavaliers won the men's and the U.S. women's national soccer team. Now,
it's going to be the soccer team.
The soccer team was pretty dominant in World Cup play.
only allowing 3 goals.
They scored, what, 26?
Yes.
To 3. We're kind of the focus. Had the pressure. We're the favorite. Responded and won.
Most recent.
I'm going Clemson, but I wouldn't be surprised if the ladies win. Especially, and I don't mean this in a bad way, when we went through a lot of the categories just now, or before Daniel, a lot of the categories have a female athlete or female element in it, but like the category that Drew Brees ended, again, not taking anything away from the Oregon women basketball player that broke triple doubles, but Drew Brees is the all-time leading passer in completions in the NFL, you know? I don't know. What do you think? 800-998-1003. If it's the Red Sox, the Pats, the Tigers, Raptors, Bears, Cavaliers, and U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Those were all teams that won titles last year. You know who I'm surprised is not in there? And I'm shocked that you didn't bring it up.
Who?
Who won the NHL?
Oh, the Blues. Jeez, yeah. Yeah, that's a little messed up.
Wait, isn't that like the first time?
If the Blues were in there, I would have picked the Blues.
That's what I'm saying. Are you surprised the Blues are not?
Yeah, now that you say that, I am
like,
surprised.
I wonder if it was the Blues and they just added the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team.
It might have been.
Because they just won on Sunday.
I mean, it should have been the Blues. They were the worst team in the NHL midway through the season.
The entire city went bananas. I mean, like the NHL fans were like, dude, we really would love the Blues to win. Plus, they did it against Boston. Right?
Their first title ever.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. To me, I'd have no problem giving it to the Blues. That's historical. I mean, that's never happened. Right? You're looking at it to see if I missed it. It's not on there. Are you shocked? I am a little shocked by that.
If I was the Blues, I'd be PO'd.
You're writing it in? Best play, Miami Miracle. The Dolphins stunned the Patriots. Remember that? Final play of the game? How they won?
Remember, Gronk was set to be in the back by the end zone? You could say the Nola no call. That was a viral sports moment.
The Nola no call? It's not on there. But best play, Miami Miracle. Kawhi Leonard. They donk, whoosh, right, for the win. Derrick Henry, NFL record, 99-yard run.
I'm PO'd about that one because if I would have, I had the switch on my fantasy.
Oh, here we go.
I had the switch to the
figures. This is a fantasy football thing.
And I didn't press switch. I didn't press save changes. And I didn't make the playoffs because of that. So, yeah, I mean, I don't want to go with that one just for that reason.
Okay. So,
I think it's going to be Kawhi Leonard.
You think it's Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah. I mean, he made grown men cry.
It was a pretty cool moment.
I mean, he sent Giannis to Disneyland to ride the little go-karts by himself.
Wow.
And he made Joel Embiid walk to the locker room crying.
In tears.
Then he made Steph Curry and the whole Warriors team break up. So.
All right, well, so your Blues aren't on the best team. They're in the best upset. No, it's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Never mind.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Blues. I'm shocked.
Wow, that's kind of messed up.
Best NFL player, Drew Brees, Aaron Donald of the Rams, Todd Gurley of the Rams, Pat Mahomes of the Chiefs.
Yeah, you see they have Mahomes at the bottom.
Jared Goff's not the best player. They're saying the third best player on the Rams, huh? Goff? Wow. I saw a lot of that towards the end of the year, like after the Super Bowl. People questioning, is really Goff that guy? Is Goff really the best? You know, should they really give him a contract extension? Did you watch the NFC Championship game? That guy made all the right reads. I know he threw that first initial interception, but in that environment where he couldn't hear and all of that, what are you yawning for? What are you faux yawning?
He probably had little.
You don't think Jared Goff, especially when Gurley got hurt, you don't think Jared Goff was the reason that team was where they were? I mean, where was Aaron Donald in the regular season game against the Saints when they got lit up? Wow. No respect for Jared. What quarterback do you like? You hate Pat
the
Mahomes.
Man. Goff's the myth, terrible. The legend, Drew Brees.
So Brees, best NFL player and best record-breaking performance. Zion Williamson also in the category.
Yeah, I don't think Drew Brees is going to win that category.
You don't think Brees is winning that, huh?
No.
Okay.
Because it's probably going to be your boy Pat Mahomes.
Wow. That's incredible. Best college athlete, Zion Williamson, Kyler Murray, Sabrina Ionescu, and Rachel Garcia. The Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' five locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is. Scammers claim to have compromising information, like a video, and threaten to share it with their contact list, unless the victim pays a ransom.
What if they target someone at our company?
We're secured. Barracuda Sentinel uses artificial intelligence to block spear phishing attacks, including blackmail emails.
Well, that's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Pros do it right by grabbing everything you need in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job site than away from it. Lowe's is here to help by stocking job lot quantities of treated lumber, fencing, and decking, so you can load up on what you need no matter how big the job. Plus, for your next paint job, stop in and get 5-gallon pails of Valspar ceiling paint for just $99. Whatever you need to do the job right, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Paint offer valid through 7/24, U.S. only.
What is hope? Hope to me was just that he would get to come home. I had no idea how hard it would be once he got back.
I wish she'd stop drinking so much. She thinks it's helping, but it's not. I hope she sees that soon.
I act like I don't care if he comes to my games. But I hope he does.
I used to hope he'd find happiness again. Now I hope our marriage makes it.
I hope Grandpa will get help. He thinks it's too late, but it's not.
With everything that he's going through, I hope he sees a counselor. I just want my brother back.
I hoped he'd get help. Stop hoping things would get better on their own. He told me to stop asking. I didn't. Then one day he asked for a ride.
Hope is knowing there are other families just like yours, that the veterans they love got help and recovered. Go to maketheconnection.net and turn hope into action.
Oh, babe.
Welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover. 800-998-1003. Wow, the mayor of Atlantis, Louisiana, that is the Bima on Twitter. He changed his Twitter name due to all of the flooding everywhere. He says, tell the uptown ruler to drain the streets, since he is the ruler of uptown. Scrolling through Twitter, it's, yeesh. Still flooding out there. It's pretty incredible. 800-998-1003. We're talking a little bit as well. SEC Media Days starts next week. Matt Moskonen, after further review, will be out there live. Ed Ogeron at LSU is Monday. Joe Burrow, Lord Cushenberry, and Grant Delpit will be the three LSU Tigers representing the school doing their media duties. And we're going through the 24/7 list, of course, of the top SEC quarterbacks. And again, since Burrow was talking on Monday, it just kind of popped in my head of what we said and saw yesterday when it was the top quarterbacks that were ranked in the SEC. And Burrow was fifth. And like Tua and Fromm, right? It's 1-2. Felipe Franks is 4. Kellen Mond is 3. Do you think that's where Burrow should be at 5? I would put him at 3. Am I wrong to put him at 3?
I think 3 or 4.
You think Felipe Franks is better than Burrow?
I think it's close.
Really? I mean, I'm taking Burrow.
Yeah, I would have the more slight edge to Burrow. But
I mean, Kellen Mond's nice. It's good. But when you looked at, like, that 7 overtime game, Mond played a hell of a game in that. Again, apples and oranges. Are we going 3 and 4 based on it? I guess should just be happy that they're in the top 5. That you have an LSU quarterback in the top 5.
I mean, that is one area where you were.
Yeah, but out of the 14, suffering. Like 6 are like first time starters or first year starters. So I mean, you know.
Yeah, but look, go back the past couple of years. Where was your quarterback ranked those other years? So I mean, that is you vastly improved at the quarterback position. So. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I'm an LSU fan, I'm very happy with that. Especially that if that was his first year. Now looking into year 2, actually having a year under his belt with the system and Coach O's system, I'm very happy with where Joe Burrow's placed.
Okay. I told you around this part of the time of year, you're going to get a lot of lists, rankings.
Oh, yeah, it's the year of lists.
Yes, lists. It's the 2 weeks where it's
that
just
was already
lists.
A year when Atlanta
yeah.
was top of all.
Oh,
the
they were everything. You couldn't find the list in which the Falcons weren't on top of something, right? Couldn't find them everywhere.
What did they do this year, this past year?
Watch the playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's still a list, right? Top teams where there's a list, right? One of the lists that they have, CBSSports.com, that quarterbacks. We'll get to that in a quick second. Breeze not nearly as low as your boy, what's his name, that they had? Oh, I can't think of his name. Sims. That had him so far down. You don't have to worry about that. But you do see the next list that they have this week or today is linebackers. Bernardrick McKinney, the Texans at 10. C.J. Mosley, Jets, 9. Roquan Smith of the Bears, 8. Levante David of the Bucks at 7. Jalen Smith for the Cowboys, 6. Leighton Vander Esch, Cowboys, 5. So 6 and 5.
I don't really agree with that Cowboys at 5. No, I think he's more in the top like 3 or 4.
They were pretty good. They were pretty good against the Saints. Deion Jones, Falcons, 4. Darius Leonard. Colts. And tied for first, it's Keekly of the Panthers and Wagner of the Seahawks. The reason why I bring that up is because, remember, I'm just looking at it. Remember around the draft I was talking about, man, I was pitching and wanting and wishing, even though I knew it couldn't happen because he didn't have a first round, but I would have loved Evan White. Remember, I said if I'm doing the daydream of how to find a player, like I would, I said I want Devin White. Got to have a dominant linebacker. Did you pay attention in the top 10? I just said every team in the division
but us
has a linebacker, but us in the top 10. At number 1, Luke Kuechly. At number 4, Deion Jones. You think he has an impact on that team? Slightly.
7. Bucks. Right?
Yeah, Levante David. Bucks. At 7. I mean, Saints don't have it. Not the DeMario Davis, I'm just saying that's why at the time, and again, you couldn't have gotten him. You knew he was going to go high, and he did. He goes to the Bucks, but now Tampa Bay has potentially, if they're already saving Levante David is in here, right? At 7? Well, Devin White's going to be in the top 10. So, the Panthers will have likely 2. Deion Jones is going to be still in that top 10. Keekly's maybe towards the end of that career, but you may potentially have even more players in the division as top linebackers there. The quarterbacks that I mentioned in the lists, Pat Mahomes 1, Rodgers 2, Brady 3, Russell Wilson 4,
wow.
Drew Brees 5, Andrew Luck 6, Phillip Rivers 7, Roethlisberger 8, Noodle Arm 9, Deshaun Watson 10. at CBSSports.com's top 10 quarterbacks.
If we're going off of mainly last year, I think Phillip Rivers should be a little bit higher than that.
Than seven?
Yeah.
Above Andrew Luck?
Yeah. I mean, Andrew Luck had a hell of a season last year, but it was a quiet season. I mean, towards the end, people started to catch up on what he was actually doing during the regular season, but, I mean, it kind of died quick with the early playoff exit.
Are you surprised that Matt Ryan is in a top 10?
No, I think he deserves to be.
They
in the
had a
top
lot of
10.
Injuries last year. Losing their top running back and losing Deion Jones absolutely killed that team. And again, they were like 4-something, and they lost what, 4 games, 5 games in the last play of the game, like the last play, not the last minute, the last play.
Yeah,
and that they win.
I'll make fun of the Falcons all day, but Matt Ryan's a decent.
You and I both agree.
It's
the Saints and Falcons this year. They got a battle.
Yeah.
They're not going to be an easy out. Sports Hangover, Hour 3, coming up next on ESPN New Orleans.